This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Getting 100 million shots in Americans' arms in his first 100 days is only the beginning of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus plan, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden says an earlier pledge for 100 million shots administered in his first 100 days is just the start. He's proposing a massive plan to boost available doses, vaccination sites, and testing, and unite the nation behind science.
You have my word. We will manage the hell out of this operation.
He's blasting the Trump administration's vaccine rollout so far as dismal and pledging more cooperation with state and local governments who have complained they have no idea about how many doses to expect. Biden's also warning Congress still needs to approve hundreds of billions of dollars to make it all happen. In the meantime, Americans need to keep taking basic precautions like wearing masks.
I know it's become a partisan issue. But what a stupid thing for it to happen.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has topped 2 million, crossing the threshold on Friday, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. In a video message, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "The world's leading economies have a special responsibility.
Governments have a responsibility to protect their populations, but vaccine nationalism is self-defeating and will delay a global recovery. COVID-19 cannot be beaten one country at a time."
In wealthy countries, including the United States, Britain, Israel, Canada, and Germany, tens of millions of citizens have already received shots. But elsewhere, immunization drives have barely gotten off the ground. Many health experts are predicting another year of loss and hardship in places like Iran, India, Mexico, and Brazil. This is VOA News. Washington, D.C. on Friday continued to boost security by shutting down access to iconic landmarks ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration. Meanwhile, AP's Mike Gracia reports federal prosecutors have backed off an assertion of direct evidence of a plot to kill lawmakers at the U.S. Capitol incursion last week.
Although federal prosecutors in Arizona wrote in a court memo of strong evidence the pro-Trump mob that invaded the U.S. Capitol last week aimed to capture and assassinate elected officials, the head of the investigation is not going that far. Michael Sherwin, the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, said Friday there is no direct evidence at this point of kill-capture teams. Sherwin said the complexity of the investigation and number of people involved appears to have led to confusion. The accusation of evidence to capture and assassinate elected officials came from prosecutors in Phoenix late Thursday in a motion against Jacob Chansley. Chansley took part in the riot while donning face paint, shirtless, and wearing a furry hat with horns. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Ugandan soldiers entered the home of opposition leader Bobi Wine on Friday after he said Thursday's presidential election was marred by widespread fraud. The military moved in just hours after Wine said he would reject final election results even before they were done due to what he called the worst fraud in Uganda's election history. Speaking to the media at his home in Kampala, Wine alleged ballot stuffing, vote rigging, intimidation, and threats against media to prevent them from reporting irregularities. Wine declared himself president-elect over Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power since 1986, despite early results from Uganda's Electoral Commission showing the president with a strong lead over his challenger. If the 76-year-old Museveni is declared the winner over Wine, who is half his age, he would enter a sixth five-year term as president. Divers have found parts of the cockpit voice recorder as more personnel joined the search for wreckage and victims from an Indonesian plane that crashed last week in the Java Sea. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Divers are now narrowing their search after finding some parts of the cockpit voice recorder. The commander of the Navy's First Fleet Command says the team found the casing, beacon, and the batteries. Now on is the search for the memory unit. Investigators have downloaded information from a plane's flight data recorder, which was recovered earlier this week. More than 4,000 search and rescue personnel are supported by 14 airplanes and dozens of ships and inflatable boats in the ongoing search. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.